safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
It's time for the Colonel's Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of the Cedar Rapids Colonel's Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonel's Baseball Network. I'm Thomas Breach. So glad to have you with us here today. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are looking to avoid a sweep at the hands of the Peoria Chiefs here this afternoon, game three of a three-game set. The Colonels coming in at 55-34, Peoria at 37-52. The first two games of this series have been awfully confusing. If you've been watching Cedar Rapids going into the All-Star break, in Beloit, Cedar Rapids allowed a total of 7 runs through 6 games against the Beloit Skycarp, sweeping away Beloit at that as well. Here against Peoria, through 2 games in the series, the Colonels have surrendered 23 runs, 9 in the opener on Friday, and 14 last night. That was a season-high 14 runs allowed by Cedar Rapids on, likewise, a season-high 6 home runs clubbed by the Peoria Chiefs. It was a wild Saturday evening contest. Cedar Rapids at one point drew that ball game to a 1-run deficit, trailing 8-7. But Peoria would tack on 3 runs in both the 8th and the 9th, including 3 solo shots off of Derek Molina in the 9th inning, putting that ballgame out of reach. Cedar Rapids today looking to get back on the right side of things here against the Peoria Chiefs and the right-hander Zane Mills. Now, the Colonels lineup has certainly been productive in these first two games of the series, plating 17 runs between the two games, 7 on Friday night, 10 last night against Peoria. The bats have been there, and a rarity here this season, the pitching has not been. Cedar Rapids, for the first time, lost a game when scoring double-digit runs in last night's ballgame. Prior to that, Cedar Rapids had not lost a contest in which they scored 10 or more runs. The Cedar Rapids bullpen today looks all right behind stellar right-hander David Festa. Of course, Festa has been one of the very best in the Midwest League and one of the best in the Twin system here in 2022, sporting an 8-1 record with a 1.74 ERA. Behind David Festa today, the Colonels do have a couple of very strong arms available out of the pen. You'd imagine each of Tyler Palm, Miguel Rodriguez, and Bobby Malacky would be able to pitch today for Cedar Rapids in the finale, so pitching-wise, it lines up pretty well. You feel very comfortable with David Festa on the mound. Cedar Rapids has won each of his last 5 starts, and between Cedar Rapids and Fort Myers, David Festa's team has won 9 of his last 10 outings. Cedar Rapids has won all but one of the games that Festa has appeared in for them here in 2022. The one game in which they did not win with Festa on the mound, he took a no decision after going 6 scoreless innings in an eventual 2-0 loss in South Bend back on June 9th. David Festa has been stellar, especially so over his last 4 starts, 3 of which have been quality starts. He's allowed more than 1 run just once in that 4-start span. He gave up 2 earned runs in 5 2/3 innings. The strikeouts have been there for Festa, 6 in his last outing over 6 innings of work, 8 the start prior, and the walk totals, while being a little bit elevated, certainly haven't been overly difficult for Festa to navigate around. He's walked 2-4 batters in each of his last 4 starts. 3 walks in each of his last two, but Festa has limited the damage by using his stuff to still generate plenty of weak contact. 4 hits in his last outing, 2 in the start prior. Overall this season, Festa has worked 71 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed just 45 hits, holding opponents to a 179 batting average and just 2 home runs, one by a right-handed batter and one by a left-handed batter. Not exactly the platoon splits that you would expect for a right-handed starting pitcher at this level of professional baseball. Festa has used that changeup very well to take care of left-handed hitters. He'll have 4 to get in the lineup today for the Peoria Chiefs. A look at those starting lineups. First off, for Peoria, Todd Lott will lead off in right field with Brady Whalen at first. Jacob Buschberger bats third today at second with LJ Jones cleaning up in left. Osvaldo Tuvalin DHing in the 5-hole, and Francisco Hernandez batting 6th at short. 7, 8, and 9 for Peoria. We'll see Noah Mendlinger at 3rd, Wade Stoss behind the plate, and Tommy Ju in center for Peoria. Again, the starting 9, Lott, Whalen, Buschberger, Jones, Tuvalin, Hernandez, Mendlinger, Stoss, and Ju. For the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Alaric Solari leans off in center in left field as Kyler Fenko will have the afternoon off. Seth Gray bats second and third. Aaron Sabato in the 3-hole playing first base here this afternoon. Middle of the order for Cedar Rapids sees Junior Severino cleaning up at second. Pat Winkle DHing batting 5th. And Wander Javier rounding out that middle third of the order at short. 7, 8, and 9 with Dylan Noisy in center. Charles Mack behind the plate and Kenny Taylor in right. Again, for the Colonels, Solari, Gray, Sabato, Severino, Winkle, Javier, Noisy, Mack, and Taylor. We've told you about David Festa. On the other end for the Peoria Chiefs, it will be the right-hander, that being Zane Mills, formerly of Wazoo, Washington State, the Portland, Oregon native, 6'4", 220 pounds. This season, the right-hander is 2-5 over 10 starts with Peoria, a 4.85 ERA, 55 and two-thirds innings across those 10 starts. He has struck out 36 batters, just 16 walks for the right-hander Mills, and he's done a very good job, just as we saw from Wilfredo Pereira yesterday, of pitching deep into his starts. In his last 5 outings, he's completed 7 innings twice, and he's gone at least 5 innings in all but one of his last 8 outings. The right-hander Mills won't strike out many, just 7 strikeouts being the punch-out high for him over the last few outings. But the right-hander also limits those free passes well. He won't put himself into bad spots. He is finding some opportunities to get hits against the right-hander. He will be hit around a little bit. 2 starts ago, he allowed 13 base hits against Beloit on June 9th. Then way back on June 16th, he also surrendered double-digit knocks, 10 of them, against West Michigan in a no decision. Cedar Rapids will look to take advantage of some opportunities to put balls in play today and get some early offense going. Likewise, on the other end, Cedar Rapids looking to re-find that pitching success that has been there for them nearly night in, night out here in 2022. And they'll look to try and make these first 2 games of the series an abbreviation, not the expectation. We'll be back in just a bit right here on the Colonels Leadoff Show. Cedar Rapids and Peoria, the series finale coming up shortly.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more, While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs just a couple minutes away for you here on the Colonels Baseball Network. David Festa taking the ball today for Cedar Rapids. But first, the national anthem here at Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We'll step away when we come back. Colonels Baseball, the series finale. Cedar Rapids looking to avoid the sweep as they go here in Game 3 against the Peoria Chiefs.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is David Festa, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. The series finale is here for Cedar Rapids and Peoria. The Colonels looking to avoid a sweep here at home as Peoria has taken each of the first two games with 23 runs scored between those two contests. The starting lineup today for the Red Hot Chiefs lineup: Todd Lott leads off in right with Brady Whalen at first, Jacob Buschberger at second. Middle of the order with LJ Jones in left, Osvaldo Tobolin DHing, and Francisco Hernandez at short. Noah Mendlinger bats seventh to third with Wade Stauss behind the plate and Tommy Jew in center. Taking the ball today for Cedar Rapids is the stellar right-hander, David Festa, ranked number 13 in the Twins organization by Baseball America. Festa, the 6'6", 195-pound right-hander, 8-1 with a 1.74 ERA this season. Festa has worked 72 and a third innings, 84 strikeouts to just 22 walks for the former Seton Hall right-hander. This season, Festa has also thrown five quality starts that leads the Cedar Rapids Colonels pitching staff here in 2022. David Festa and the Colonels today wearing their Twins replica whites, those very sharp-looking white jerseys. The navy blue caps as well for Cedar Rapids. Peoria in the baby blues, red numbering and lettering, gray pants, the baby blue caps, and the red mills. Calling balls and strikes here this afternoon is Kenny Jackson with Nate Diedrich out on the base paths. Todd Lott will step in to lead things off here for the Peoria Chiefs on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon. What a day for baseball here in Cedar Rapids. First pitch temp will be right around 81 degrees. The play ball sign is given. Festa kicks and goes. His first offering to Lott is fouled away, starting him off with 95 in on the hands. No balls and a strike here from David Festa. Todd Lott this season for the Chiefs, sporting a 229 average, a 723 OPS. No balls and a strike from Festa. Ooh, that ran in and hit Lott on the elbow guard. Todd Lott hit by the pitch. Another fastball running high and tight there from David Festa. He'll have to work with a man on to open things this afternoon. Brady Whalen getting an opportunity for the Chiefs with a man on base. Whalen with three doubles, two home runs. He's batting .242 over 16 games with Peoria. Todd Lott off the first base bag. David Festa working from the stretch, kicking and going, missing outside at 95. A lot of arm side run on that fastball from the Colonel's right-hander. Festa featuring a four-seamer, a slider, and a changeup. 1-0, Lott taking off, bunt shown, back towards the mound. It's past Festa, barehanded by Seth, and he'll have no play. Good effort by both Festa and Javier to get over to third base and cover, ensuring that Lott would not advance. That'll be a base hit for Brady Whalen. Bunt single, advancing Lott to second. Now two men on with none down for Jacob Buschberger. David Festa this season has been particularly stingy in the first inning. Over his 11 starts, he's allowed just three runs in the first, and that is just the fifth hit that he's allowed in the first inning this year. Through 11 starts. First offering off the mid of Charlie Mack. Both runners take off the throw to third. Oh, wow. Lott somehow getting a hand in there. Seth Gray rather shocked there at third base that that was the call being made by the base umpire Nate Diedrich. Looked like Lott was dead to rights. The throw certainly beat him. The tag must not have. Lott getting there underneath the tag of Seth Gray. That may go as a passed ball on Charlie Mack. Slider inside that stayed inside, and indeed it is a passed ball to advance both runners. 1-0 cut on through by Buschberger. Festa reaching back for 96 up and in. One ball and one strike here from the Colonel's right-hander. In some trouble here early with two men out there in scoring position. Festa misses high at 96. Colonel's infield looks like they'll be comfortable seeding a run here. Everybody's playing back, save for Sabato, who's about a step in front of that baseline on the right side. Blank Buschberger to pull is the second baseman for Peoria. Looks at a slider on the inside corner. Now two balls and two strikes. Festa at the ready here on the 2-2. Lott at third, Whalen at second. Festa kicks and goes. Popped him up our way. It'll get over our heads and keep the count even at 2-2. With runners on, David Festa has managed to get better this season. His opposing batting average drops by roughly 20 points. His opponent OPS likewise drops by about 60 points. 2-2. Bounces a slider to the plate. Here comes Lott. Now he slams on the brakes. Mack will throw to second. They will keep Whalen safe at second base as Severino stepped in front of the bag, allowing Whalen to get in there. It would have been a close play had Severino attempted a tag, but Junior alertly positioning himself to keep an eye on Lott and make sure he would not advance from third base. So count runs full here. Festa to Buschberger. David spiking a 90-mile-an-hour slider to Jacob Buschberger. Another payoff pitch coming. The 11th pitch of the frame for Festa. This ball popped up out of play towards the left side. Mac doesn't see it, but that will get well out of play. A unique spot there for Charlie Mack on that block, determining whether or not you're going to let go of that baseball and throw it down to second or just hang on to make sure both runners return to their bases. Payoff pitch. Check swing, you bet he did. On a pitch downstairs, Mack will race after Buschberger, who slammed to a halt. Mack applying the tag on the backside for out number one. Festa has his first strikeout of the day. And that slider down. Two men in scoring position, one down, and here's the dangerous L.J. Jones. Right-handed bat for Peoria. He homered yesterday on a ball that got out of here in a hurry. First offering is a strike in the knees from Festa to Jones. At the knees and on the outer half at 96. No balls, one strike. Wave and a miss. That is a filthy changeup. 86 out of the hand of David Festa. Jones way out in front. David has a lot of confidence in that changeup, and it's a very good speed kill type of changeup. It runs about 10 to 13 miles an hour off the fastball. 0-2 on the way from David Festa. Wave and a miss. He puts away Jones. A slider at 90. How about that for good morning, good afternoon, and good night for David Festa? You show the fastball first offering. Here's a changeup. Here's a slider. Good luck hitting all three of them. Osvaldo Tovalin here with two down and two men on. David Festa uses his changeup well. That was the slider to put away Jones, but it was set up by that great changeup on the 0-1 count. David at the ready. His first offering to Tovalin is 97 off the plate. A lot of pitchers nowadays only have about 6 to 8 miles an hour of difference off their fastball with their changeup. 1-0. Another fastball at 97. A check swing. They do appeal down, and no, Tovalin did not offer, says Nate Diedrich. Festa, however, he'll sit 96 to 98 with the fastball. A lot of sixes, a lot of sevens. 1-0. Fouled back on the 86-mile-an-hour changeup, and right on cue, that changeup will come in 84 to 86. Very rarely do you see it go much harder than 86. And for hitters, that 10-mile-an-hour velocity difference takes you all out of sorts. Two balls and a strike. burying a changeup down and away at 88. Adding more sink to that change piece. There was Festa. Three balls and a strike to Tovalin. Right-hander Festa at the ready. He'll kick and go. Fouled back towards us. Little bounce above us. And actually land in the camera well, it sounds like. Perhaps above us. Count running full, 3-2. Festa here to Osvaldo Tovalin. Mack relaying out the signs. This will be the 21st pitch of the inning for David Festa. Lined up the middle and a base hit for Tovalin. That should score two. Lott and Whalen both do score as Noisy's throw cut off by Sabato. Osvaldo Tovalin plates a pair with a line drive single back up the middle, turning that changeup back around to plate Todd Lott and Brady Whalen. Tovalin continuing a very strong series here for Peoria. He's now 4-for-8 with six runs batted in this three-game series. He's also homered twice. Tovalin makes it a 2-0 Peoria lead here in the top half of the first as Francisco Hernandez will step in. Festa from the stretch working here for Cedar Rapids. First offering bounce to short. Wander has it. He'll go the short way onto second for out number three on the fielder's choice. We'll be back in just a bit here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids sees Peoria plate a pair. It's 2-0. Chiefs leading here in Cedar Rapids.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
There is a weekend in
single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Solari, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Alaric Solari leads things off today for Cedar Rapids. The rest of the lineup behind Al Solari leading things off has Seth Gray at third and Aaron Sabato at first. Junior Severino cleans up at second with Pat Winkle DHing and Wander Javier at short. Dylan Noisy is in center. Charlie Mack behind the plate with Kenny Taylor in right. The right-hander Zane Mills on the mound today for Peoria as the Chiefs have handed him an early 2-0 lead. This ball one down and in from the right-hander Zane Mills. Mills has been a pretty consistent arm in terms of throwing strikes as he falls behind 2-0, 2-0 here on Alaric Solari. Another fastball inside on the sinker. 2-0 back on the outside corner. Now strike one. The right-hander Zane Mills this season is 3-7 with a 4.27 ERA. Solari waves through the slider. Two balls, two strikes. Mills, 22 years old. Right-hander kicks and goes, missing outside again. 91 on that sinker from the right-hander. Mills is from Washington State. Drafted in the fourth round of the 2021 draft. Now Solari with a high drive out towards deep right. Todd Lott has a read on it, though, moving back onto the track, and he'll make the catch for out number one. First down of the inning recorded. Seth Gray will step in for Cedar Rapids as we'll get you set with the Peoria starting defense. LJ Jones, Tommy Jew, and Todd Lott in the outfield left to right. In the infield on the corners, Noah Medlinger is at third with Grady Whalen at first. Francisco Hernandez is at short. Jacob Buschberger at second. Wade Stouse doing the catching today for Zane Mill. Seth Gray swings through a first pitch fastball at 91. Count goes to no balls and a strike. 10 doubles, 10 home runs, 44 runs batted in for Gray. He looks at ball one high and outside. Cedar Rapids down early, 2-0. A two-run Osvaldo Tovalin single in that first inning. One of those runs earned, the other not. Ball two out inside here on Gray. Two balls and one strike from Mills. Seth fouls this one off. Now 2-2. Zane Mills is the only Peoria right-hander who's thrown seven innings twice this season. Coming off of a very strong start against South Bend, seven innings of two-run ball. Four hits, two walks, he struck out four. The 2-2 on the way. Lined up the middle, but played perfectly by Hernandez. The Chiefs had Gray play to pull, and he did send it up the middle right at the shortstop. Hernandez moved into the shift for out number two. Here's Aaron Sabato. He homered with two down in the ninth inning last night, his 11th home run of the season. Pushed his RBI total to 40. Sabato hits a tapper right back to the mound. Scooped up by Mills. He'll toss on to first for out number three. And we'll be back in just a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. It's 2-0 Peoria through one complaint. 7, 8, and 9 do up for the Chiefs when we come back.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
Cedar Rapids trails 2-0 through one complete here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Noah Medlinger will lead things off for the Peoria Chiefs defensively today for Cedar Rapids. Dylan Noisy is out there in center with Alaric Solari in left and Kenny Taylor in right flanking him. Seth Gray is at third, Aaron Sabato at first. Javier and Severino at short and second. Charlie Mack doing the catching today for David Festa. Dave misses high and outside at 93 there on Noah Medlinger. One ball, no strikes from the Colonels righty. Grounded towards the right side. Here comes Junior on the move. He gloves and throws in time for out number one. 4-3 on that ground out off the bat of Noah Medlinger, bringing Wade Stouse to the plate. Stouse, the Peoria catcher. This is the first that Cedar Rapids has seen of Stouse this season. 8 games, he's homered twice. 4 RBI, a 250 hitter, 6 for 24 on the year for Wade Stouse. Here at the high A level with Peoria. Festa starts him off with a fastball just high, 1-0. Stauss, originally from Wildwood, Missouri. 6'2", 225-pound left-handed bat. 1-0 missing down and outside on the changeup from David Festa. Two balls, no strikes. Festa rocks and goes. Wave and a miss, now 2-1. Stauss was a baseball magnate down in Palm Beach. He was hit by a team-leading 9 pitches prior to being promoted to the Peoria Chiefs. Strike 2 in the outside corner. Good fastball there from Festa. Stauss played at Southeast Missouri State, playing 4 seasons there. 2 balls and 2 strikes. This ball lifted into the air down the left field line. Foul ground. Gray giving it a look, and that ball's going to travel out of play. Keeps the count even at 2-2. Stauss picked up as an undrafted free agent back in 2021. 2 balls, 2 strikes here from David Festa. Down and away, now 3-2. Slider at 86. You'll see Festa mix in that slider to both righties and lefties. Obviously a bit more to the right-handed batters. Payoff pitch coming. Fouled straight back. 96 climbing the ladder. There by Festa. Payoff pitch on the way. Festa gives a nod, kicks and goes. Fouled in and out of the mid of Mac, keeping the count full here at 3-2. Southeast Missouri State, a Division II program. Right-hander Festa at the ready here on the payoff pitch. Down and outside ball four. I beg your pardon, a D1 program, FCS in the football level. Stauss reaches on the walk. So he'll be aboard here with one down in the second. Tommy Ju gets an opportunity. Ju, the right-handed hitting center fielder for Peoria. He homered yesterday off of Cade Povich. Ju has struggled in the season series against Cedar Rapids, 5-45 against the Colonels. That makes for a 111 batting average. Shows bunt and bunts it foul. No balls and a strike. No balls and a strike. From David Festa to Tommy Ju. Dave here at the ready. He'll snap a pink effort over to first. Stauss back in with that head first dive. Talking a little bit about Southeast Missouri State. They actually made a run to the NCAA regional this year. Playing in that Louisville tournament as Tommy Ju blasts a ball deep out to left center field. Dylan Noisy will track it down in the alley. The wind pushing it back towards him. Stauss will retreat to first. Tommy Ju flying out for the second out here in the second inning. Todd Lott will get an opportunity. Lott, the right fielder for Peoria. Right-hander Festa at the ready. He'll kick and go. There's ball one down and in on Todd Lott. Lott, the leadoff man for Peoria, hit by a pitch. Little check over to first. Back in time there, Stauss. That Missouri University program has turned out a lot of really good college programs. Check swing on the 1-0 and a bouncing ball to third. Glove by Gray. He'll go on to second for out number 3. We'll be back in just a bit here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids trailing by 2. It's 2-0 Peoria here on the Colonels Baseball Network. To the home half of 2 we go.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Home half of two here in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels trailing 2-0 to the Peoria Chiefs as Junior Severino will step in. Leading off the home half of the second, there's ball one down and in from the right-hander Zane Mills. Severino, Winkle, and Javier. 4-5-6 for Cedar Rapids as Mills misses downstairs, now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Mills at the ready. Downstairs, now 3-0. Right-hander Mills kicks and deals, finding the knees on Severino, now 3-0. In the last half inning, we're talking a little bit about just the success of Missouri baseball. Strike two on the outside edge to Severino. Payoff offering from Mills. Lifted foul down the left field line. It's fitting that the Cardinals would tap into that Missouri college system. Mills at the ready here on the 3-2 to Severino. And you're taking ball four high and outside. Junior Severino drawing that leadoff whack here in the second. The Cardinals have their first base runner of the day. After a three-down first inning for Mills, Pat Winkle getting a chance. He's had a very good series. Winkle 3-for-5. Back on Friday night. He digs in with a man on first. That being Junior Severino. First offering to Winkle, least foul. The balls and a strike. Winkle is 7 for his last 13. 4 RBI along with that 3-hit night on Friday. No balls, 1 strike. Winkle looking at ball 1 down and in. With that 7-for-13 stretch, Winkle has raised the average up to 275. 6 doubles, 3 home runs. He's driven in 15. 1 ball and 1 strike here from Zane Mills. Winkle lifts his foul, now 1-2. Winkle out of UConn. Minnesota Twins have gone often to the Northeastern ranks of both prep and collegiate baseball. 1-2 here from Zane Mills, working on Pat Winkle after the leadoff walk to Severino. Winkle flips it foul again. You look at this team right here for Cedar Rapids. Both Fedko and Winkle are from UConn. A lot of New Jersey products as well. Sean Mooney, David Festa, John Stankiewicz. Wave and a miss by Winkle, chasing a slider down and in. Tipped it in the mid of Staus. One down here in the second for Wander Javier. Javier, 5 for his last 17 at the plate. 2 for 9 in the series. He's tripled and scored a run. Wander enjoying a very nice month of July, batting 296 as he bounces the ball to third, gloved by Mendlinger. On to second for one, relay to first in time for the double play. 5-4-3 sends the Colonels out of the second. To the third we go. It's 2-0 Peoria. Whalen, Pushberger, and Jones when we return. Cedar Rapids down by 2.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand, where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got 4 amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Don't miss the Colonel's postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Cedar Rapids trails by a couple as we move along to the top half of the third inning. Whalen, Bushberger, and Jones face the right-hander David Festa here on a very nice Sunday afternoon in Cedar Rapids. A lot of blue out there in the sky. As Brady Whalen digs on in, face the right-hander David Festa. First offering on the way from David, missing high at 93. Whalen had a bunt single back in the first inning, part of a two-run first. Osvaldo Tovalin delivering a two-run single. Give Peoria the lead. 1-0 from Festa. This ball hammered out towards deep right field. Kenny Taylor looking up and watching it go. It's a solo home run for Brady Whalen to lead off this third inning. 422 feet off the bat, 101 miles an hour. Therefore, the left-handed batter, Brady Whalen. Home run number 3 in his 17th game as a Peoria Chief. His 6th run batted into the season as well. That ball left here in a hurry. Fastball left up by Festa, and Whalen did not miss it. 3-0 Peoria. As Jacob Bushberger will step in.
Correction, number 12, Jacob Bushberger.
It's David Festa at the ready, working here on Bushberger. First pitch slider high and tight, 1-0. Bushberger struck out in his first at-bat. Festa at the ready on the 1-0. Line towards the right side and past a lunging Junior Severino. As Jacob Bushberger will be on with a base hit, taking a big turn at first. Kenny will throw back to the bag. Sabato tries to apply the tag, but it won't be in time. Bushberger leads off this third inning with a single. And here is L.J. Jones. David Festa has allowed 3 runs on 4 hits today. Of those 3 runs, 2 have been earned. One of those runs in the first inning was unearned, thanks to that passed ball. Festa at the ready, working here from the stretch on L.J. Jones. There goes the runner. Pitch misses inside, throw down at second, skips in front of Junior as Jacob Buschberger has stolen second base. Buschberger with his eighth steal of the year. Puts a man in scoring position for Jones. LJ with 9 home runs, 37 RBI, both those marks leading the club. Also leads Peoria with 23 doubles. Lots of pop here for the right-handed bat. Jones out of Long Beach State. 1-0 inside, now 2-0. 94 on that Festa fastball. Around the Midwest League here today, Lake County and Lansing are already in the ninth, tied at 3. It's out of Jackson Field. 2-0 fouled back. A fastball at 95, well above the zone. West Michigan leads Great Lakes 9-5, bottom half of 7. Top of 9 in Dayton. Fort Wayne leads 8-0. Quad Cities leading South Bend 10-7. Top of 5 at Four Winds Field. Bottom of 6 in game 1 of a doubleheader out in Appleton. It's 1-0 Beloit on top. Festa steps off and looks Buschberger back to second. And here in Cedar Rapids, it's 3-0 Peoria leading. Man out there in scoring position with none retired for LJ Jones. 2 balls and a strike, line down the left field line and foul. Bounce off the tarp. 2 balls and 2 strikes here from Festa. Zane Mills has faced the minimum, working around a walk on the other end for Peoria. David Festa has struggled here for Cedar Rapids. 3 runs, 4 hits. Right-hander Randy with another 2-2 pitch to the right-handed hitting LJ Jones. Sit down! He freezes him with a good slider at the knees. Second punch out of Jones there for David Festa. Colonel's right-hander has just recorded his third strikeout of the day. Osvaldo Toveline with an opportunity, 1-for-1. He singled in the first 2 runs of the game for Peoria back in the first. David Festa at the ready. There goes Buschberger. Pitch misses outside, throw down to third. Gray tries to apply the tag, and it's not in time. Buschberger stealing third base. It's his 9th stolen base of the year. 2 bags here in the game for Buschberger. Brings himself 90 feet from home plate. Festa will go from the full now on Toveline. As Osvaldo punches a ball into right center, that'll land in for a base hit. Jacob Buschberger crossing home plate, and it's now 4-0 Peoria. Toveline drives in his 3rd run of the game. For Osvaldo, that pushes his season RBI total to 21 here with Peoria. Now Richard Salazar will go out to chat with Festa. That was a good pitch for Festa, 95 down and in. Toveline did not hit it hard, but he's just able to get bat on ball and poke it into right center field. Toveline continues his assault of Colonel's pitching as well. 5-for-9 in the series with 7 runs batted in. 2 home runs in the series for Toveline. He's made it a 4-0 ball game here in Cedar Rapids with 1 down in the top half of the 3rd. Kenny Jackson goes out to break up that mound visit for Richard Salazar and David Festa. Francisco Hernandez now here for the Peoria Chiefs. Toveline off of first. Festa kicks and goes. There's ball 1 down and inside. Toveline off of first. Festa checking over. Toveline is picked off. Sabato will throw over to Severino. Junior chasing Toveline back towards first. Now Festa will chase down Toveline and apply the tag for out number 2. Toveline picked off. 1-3-4-1 on that pickoff. David Festa with another pickoff this season. It's been a strength of David's, his ability to record outs on the base paths. It's his fifth pickoff of 2022. Good quick move, catching Toveline napping. The 1-0 bounced back towards the mound. A tough play for Wander. He bare hands and he can't pick it up as it just deflects off the side of his hand. Goes an infield single for Francisco Hernandez. The man on again, this time with two down. Against David Festa, as Noah Mendlinger will get a chance. Six hits today off of the Colonel's David Festa. This ties a career high in hits allowed for David. Time called as Hernandez over at first base was getting his hand guard strapped on. David Festa here from the stretch on Noah Mendlinger. Snap throw to first, and again they have a runner picked off. Francisco Hernandez racing to second. Sabato flips on to Javier, who applies a tag for out number three. Boy, oh boy, as David Festa's pickoff moves something. 1-3-6 to put away at Francisco Hernandez. They get six pickoffs this season for Festa, two of them on successive plays. We'll be back in the home half of the third. Cedar Rapids trailing 4-0.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Dylan Noisy leads things off here in the home half of the third. Cedar Rapids now down 4-0 against the Peoria Chiefs. The first pitch on the way to Noisy is a strike in the inside corner. Around the Twins organization today, Minnesota leads Michael Fulmer and the Tigers 4-1. Now back in the 0-1 from Mills to Noisy. Now no balls and two strikes. Minnesota getting to Tigers pitching staff early today. No balls, two strikes. Mills on the way to Noisy. Dylan flares this ball out towards right, carrying a bit towards the warning track. Back on it is Lott, and he'll make the grab crossing onto the track for out number one. Noisy flying out to right for the first out of the third, and now Charlie Mack getting an opportunity. For Minnesota, Jose Miranda has a run batted in, as does Kirilloff and Kepler. Charles Mack steps in now for the Colonels. Zane Mills kicks and deals, finding the inside edge for strike one. The 0-1 to Mack, waved on through, now 0-2. Wichita trails Tulsa 3-0, bottom of six Up in double A. 0 and 2 on the way. Outside, now 1 and 2 to Matt. Christian Encarnacion Strand has another multi-hit game for the win, sir. Mack waves through the fastball. There's a strikeout for Mill. Second out of the third, and here's Kenny Taylor.
Right fielder,
Taylor was reinstated off the injured list a bit ago. On July 14th, prior to hitting the injured list, he was 7 for 14. He went 0 for 4 in his return to the lineup up in Beloit. Taylor swings through a slider, no balls and a strike. Oh, one to Kenny, bounced to short, scooped up there by Hernandez. He'll throw over in time for out number three. The right-hander, Zane Mills, has faced the minimum, although he has a lot of whack today. A quick double play helped him out in the second. We move along to the top half of four, a third of the way through. It's 4-0 Peoria on top.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. You live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over. Your insurance goes up. You lose your license. You total your car. You kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
Top of four here in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels are trailing 4-0 to the Peoria Chiefs as David Festa will take the rubber once again here in the top half of the four. Noah Medlinger, Wade Staus, and Tommy Jew face the Colonels' right-hander. As David Festa toes up the rubber. Four runs on six hits today. No errors and two left on for Peoria. Goose eggs in all four columns for the Colonels. There's ball one outside on Medlinger. One ball, no strikes. Festa kicks in, goes. This ball lined through the left side, and that'll go as a base hit. For Noah Medlinger, his first knock of the game, one for two. Here for the Peoria Chiefs as he's on with a leadoff single in the fourth. The seventh hit today allowed by David Festa. For Festa, he is now looking at a career high. Seven hits allowed here at the professional level. Medlinger on first. Festa kicks and goes. There's strike one on the outside corner to Wade Staus. No balls, one strike. Little check over to first, and a third pickoff for David Festa. Getting Noah Medlinger his third pickoff. Each of the last three outs that Festa has recorded have been pickoffs. Man, oh man, is his pick move good. It is something else. Seven pickoffs for David Festa this year, three in a row. For his second and third out of the third and his first out of the fourth. Oh, one from Festa, tapped foul by Staus. Good change up there at 86. No No balls, two strikes. Right-hander Festa kicks and goes. This ball bulleted left side and passed to diving Javier. That's into left center field. Wade Stauss with a big turn at first. And now Wade Stauss is going to have to pay attention because he's just seen three straight runners get picked off at first base.
Center fielder, number 11, Tommy
Stauss has been on base twice today. Reaching with a walk and a single in his two trips to the plate. Festa here from the stretch. First offering a slider inside 1-0 here on Tommy Ju. Stauss off of first. Sabato holding him on. 1-0 from Festa. Down and inside now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. David Festa, another snap throw over. Stauss gets back in time. Where will Festa go? Here on Tommy Ju, falling behind 2-0. And right on cue, he throws a fastball knee high for strike one. Two balls and a strike now here from David Festa. You really do have to be alert when you're at first base when David Festa's on the mound. He's got a variety of moves that he'll go to. Another quick snap throw over. Stauss back in time. Two and one to Tommy Ju. Downstairs now, 3-1. Slider there from the right-hander, David Festa. Three balls and a strike. Ju sends a ball deep out to left field. Back on it is Soleri. He'll make the catch in front of the wall for out number two. Now going back on that ball right in front of the Plumbers and Pipefitters Pavilion wall.
Right
fly out off the bat of Tommy Ju and now Todd Lott. The third time today as the order turns back around. Two down, top of four. Festa looking in. Ready to work here on Todd Lott. Snap throw to first. Back in time there is Stauss. Festa from the stretch. Down and in, 1-0. Todd Lott here in the series for Peoria is 2-for-10, scoring three runs, including one today as part of this 4-0 Peoria lead. 1-0, Lott sends a ball high out towards deep right center. Noisy tracking back, and he'll make a very nice over-the-shoulder grab for out number three. As we move along to the home half of four, Cedar Rapids trailing by four, 4-0 Peoria. Soleri, Gray, and Sabato, the top of the order, two up when we come back.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded?
For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Home half of seven here, pardon, home half of four here in Cedar Rapids as Alaric Solari, Seth Gray, and Aaron Sabato will be the three men to bat against the right-hander Alaric against the right-hander Zane Mills as Alaric chops the first pitch foul. No balls and a strike from Zane Mills. The Peoria right-hander, 35 pitches, 24 strikes here today through three innings complete. The 0-1 bounced foul, now 0-2. Mills has allowed just one base runner. Being a walk issued to Junior Severino. Just two batters later, he induced a double play grounder. 0-2 down and outside, now one ball and two strikes here to Alaric. Mills back on the bump, he's ready to go on the 1-2. Waving a foul off of Wade Stelz. Four runs, eight hits today for Peoria. The Colonels are still looking for their first knock. Off the plate on a sinker at 87. Now two balls and two strikes here from Zane Mills. Right-hander ready, he'll kick and go. So Larry laying off the slider. They do appeal down, and he did not offer, says our Facebook, our first base umpire, Nate Diedrich. Payoff pitch. Al with a chopper up the third baseline and foul. Al was hoping that would maybe be called fair as he kind of chats here a little bit with Kenny Jackson. So Larry kind of stepped right in front of the baseline to try and get a read on whether or not that ball would bounce over the bag. Pow pitch, downstairs, ball four. Second base runner today against Zane Mills comes via his second walk issue.
Number is M39.
Alaric Solari trots down the first base line. A man on here for Seth Gray. Solari has drawn walks at a good clip this year, entering play with an 11.5% walk rate. He's out there at first for Seth Gray. First offering to Seth is lifted foul. Cedar Rapids down four. Trailing 4-0, two runs each in the first and the third innings. No balls and a strike here from Mills. A long hold, now he goes. Strike two. Bobby Malacky headed down to the Colonel's bullpen. He'll start to throw. David Festa is at 62 pitches today through four innings. He's already started his third trip through the order, so we'll see what the Colonel's plan is with Festa. For the 0-2, Mills checks over to first to keep Solari close. So Malacky headed down to the pen. No balls and two strikes. Mills working here on Gray. Up high and tight now, 1-2. Seth Gray batting from the left side of the plate. Twenty-four-year-old left-handed hitter. 1-2, grounded foul. Bounces out the Colonel's dugout. It ends up in the hands of someone down there near the Colonel's bullpen. One ball and two strikes. Mills at the ready here on Seth Gray. Swing and a miss. Down goes Gray. Strikeout for the first out here of the four. Here's Aaron Sabato now for Cedar Rapids. It's the third strikeout today for Zane Mills. He's walked two. 47 pitches, 31 strikes for the righty. Sabato dings in. 0 for 1 with a ground out today as he grounds this off the middle, off the cleat of Mills, and that'll skip into right field for the first Colonel's hit. Alaric headed for third. He'll turn at third base and then apply the brakes as Bushberger, Jew, and Lott all converged on that baseball out in right field. Deflected with a kick there on the mound by Zane Mills. Sabato has the Colonel's first hit, and Cedar Rapids has been on the corners now for the cleanup man, Junior Severino. Trailing 4-0. Soleri on third, Sabato on first. Junior Severino dings on in, walked in his first trip to the plate. Mills shoots the knees with strike one. 91 there on the inner half to Junior Severino. Soleri on third, Sabato on first. Mills ready on the 0-1, high and outside now, one ball and one strike. Eight hits today for Peoria, just one for Cedar Rapids. Savvy looks at strike two. Slider coming over the inside corner. One ball, two strikes. Larry off of third, Sabato at first. Here comes the 1-2. Severino bounces this foul down towards the Colonel's bullpen. One ball, two strikes from Mills. Severino into a deeper crouch there in the batter's box as he leans off the fastball down and in. Count moving even now, 2-2 here to Severino. Bouncing ball foul. Let's go again at 2-2. Cedar Rapids with Soleri on third and Sabato on first. Severino doing a good job of staying alive in this plate appearance. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. The right-hander Zane Mills. Lined up the middle and a base hit for Junior. Cedar Rapids is on the board as Soleri crosses home. Sabato to second on that RBI single out the bat of Junior Severino. Savvy plates Soleri. Cedar Rapids trails now by three, and they bring the tying run to the plate, represented by Pat Winkle. For Severino, he brings home his 26th RBI of the season. Planting Soleri, two men out there for Pat Winkle. One down, bottom of four. Mills from the stretch, kicks and deals. There's strike one on the outside corner. 91 on that Mills fastball. Righty kicks and goes. Grounded towards second, rather weakly. Gloved by Bushberger. On to second for one. Relay to first is not in time. Winkle legs out the fielder's choice and keeps the Colonels in business here in the inning. 4-6 on that fielder's choice. Sabato to third. Severino cut down at second. And with men on the corners, here's Wander Javier. Wander has had a flair for the dramatic this season when it comes to leaving the yard. 9 home runs, he's driven in 42.
Sabato on third, Winkle at first. First offering to Javier is belted foul. Well out of play towards the left side. No balls and a strike. Here from Zane Mills. Sabato on third, Winkle on first. No balls and a strike here from Mills. Down and away, burying that slider. Stouse with a good block to keep Sabato at third. One and one here from Zane Mills. Off the plate now, 2-1. Mills, 60 pitches in here today. The 2-1. Javier sends this down the right field line, slicing towards foul ground, and that's out of play. Moves the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. This has been a 27-pitch inning for Zane Mills. Peoria will get the right-hander Chris Roycroft moving down in the pen. 2-2, Mills here to Javier. High and tight, 3-2. Twenty-eight pitches in the frame. Three balls, 2 strikes. Wander with a bullet into left center field. That's down for a base hit. Sabato will score. Winkle headed for third, and he'll be in there standing up. Wander Javier with an absolute seed of a left center field RBI single. Cedar Rapids trims the deficit down to just 2. That single off the bat of Wander, plating Sabato, Winkle going to third. For Javier, that will be his 43rd run batted into the year. Now Edwin Moreno will head out to chat with Mills. 3 hits for Cedar Rapids, all of them here in the fourth. Five of the last 6 batters have reached. 5 of 6 here in the inning have reached. For Cedar Rapids, a big at bat looming now for Dylan Noisy. Winkle on third, Javier at first. The tying run is at first base for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And represented by Wander Javier.
Center fielder number 1, Dylan.
Dylan Noisy steps in, getting an opportunity to face the right-hander Zane Mills. First pitch waved on through, no balls and a strike. Winkle off of third, Javier at first. 0-1 here on Noisy. Down and away, 1 ball and a strike. Malachi warming up in the Cedar Rapids bullpen. One and one here on Noisy. Dylan pops one foul ground right side in on it. Whalen, and he'll make the catch on the move for out number 3. We move along to the top half of the fifth. The Colonels get 2 runs back. It's now a 2-run game, 4-2 Peoria. We'll be back in just a bit here in the top half of the fifth. David Festa back out there for Cedar Rapids.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
Hey fans, this is Brian Dinkelman, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Top of five here in Cedar Rapids. It's a 4-2 ball game with Peoria on top. David Festa back out there for the fifth inning here for Cedar Rapids. He's on to face Whalen, Bushberger, and Jones. Brady Whalen homered off of Festa in his last at bat, and he takes strike one, letter high on a changeup. No balls and a strike from Festa to Whalen. Richard Salazar down in the Colonel's dugout, trying to figure out what he's going to do here with Festa as Whalen laces the 0-1 into right, down for a base hit just in front of Kenny Taylor. It's a leadoff single, the third hit of the day for Brady Whalen. Man on for Peoria, the ninth hit today against David Festa. Jacob Bushberger gets a chance, 1-for-2, a strikeout and a single. Salazar and Dinkelman plotting out how much longer they'll let Festa's leash run. David checks over to first. Whalen back in time. David Festa has three pickoffs today. Right-hander rocks and goes. Strike one on the inside corner to Bushberger. Two-run lead for the Peoria Chiefs. Trying to add back to that lead here in the fifth. No balls and a strike to Bushberger. Downstairs, no bite at the slider. Count bumps to a ball and a strike. Whalen off of first. Brady Whalen has had a very good series, 6-for-11 against Cedar Rapids. 1-1, just missing downstairs on a slide piece, now 2-1. Nine hits today for Peoria, 3 for Cedar Rapids. Each of the Colonels' three hits coming in that two-run fourth. Two balls and one strike. Festa kicks and goes down low. No bite at that slider either by Bushberger. The count runs to 3-1. No more activity down in the Peoria bullpen. Looks like Zane Mills will get the home half of the fifth. And now Richard Salazar and Randy Yang are going to pop out of the Colonel's dugout. Brian Dinkelman a little bit behind them to go chat with David Festa. Slider at 87 down low. Maybe David said something that caused Richard and Randy to come back out. Festa maybe reaching to his back. We'll see what this is about. On the mound is a medical check here for the Colonels. Now, Cedar Rapids has had Bobby Malacky warming up in the pen, and they will go to Bobby. So this is a rare occurrence in which a pitcher will come out of the ballgame due to an injury check when a reliever is already fairly ready to go. Malacky has been throwing for about an inning. Festa will come off the mound for Cedar Rapids, along with Randy Yang, the Colonel's athletic trainer, and Richard Salazar. Bobby Malacky into pitch when we return here on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids trailing 4-2 to Peoria. We'll be back in just a bit.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Kernels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.tv for details today.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Kernels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Kernels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Kernels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
Hi, fans. This is Bobby Malacky, and you're listening to Kernels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids hands the ball off to Bobby Malacky here in the top half of the fifth. Malacky will enter into a 3-1 count on Jacob Buschberger as he enters in relief for the injured David Fasta. Fasta exiting with Randy Yang and Richard Salazar. So Bobby Malacky will enter here for Cedar Rapids, the right-hander to face Jacob Buschberger. None down, top of five, a two-run lead for Peoria. Brady Whalen off of first, the 3-1 here from Bobby. He'll check over to first to start things off. Malacky, 24 appearances, a 2.01 ERA. 40 and a third innings, 38 strikeouts to 15 walks. Three balls and one strike, Malacky. The runner moving as it's ball four anyway. The throw down to second doesn't matter as it was ball four. And it doesn't look like the base umpire Dedrick recognized that it was a 3-1 count. It always confuses you when you have a pitcher come into an already active count.
Left fielder, number 20.
So Whalen advances to second on the walk to Buschberger, and LJ Jones will step in. Here against the Colonel's right-hander, Bobby Malacky. None down here in the fifth. The first offering to Jones is a slider downstairs, 1-0. Here from Malacky. Looking to wiggle the Colonel's out of some trouble here. He's got some work to do, though, as Jones hammers the ball deep down the left field line. That ball is off the base of the wall out and left. Whalen turns at third. He will score. Held at third base, Buschberger, as LJ Jones coasts into second with an RBI double. It's now 5-2 Peoria for LJ Jones. That is his 24th double of the year. Plating Brady Whalen. Whalen has scored three runs today. Osvaldo Tovalin gets an opportunity, 2-for-2. Here today, right-hander Malacky working with men on second and third. None down here in the top half of the fifth. First pitch missing high, 1-0 to Tovalin. One ball, no strikes. Malacky at the ready. Wave and a miss now, 1-1. Buschberger at third, Jones at second. Peoria threatening for some more runs. It's not been a banner weekend for the Colonel's pitching staff. 28 runs allowed so far through three games. The 1-1 bounced foul now, win ball and two strikes. Right-hander Malacky peering on in. At the ready, he'll kick and go. Chopped foul. Keeps the count at 1-2. Buschberger at third, Jones at second. Malacky with a little nod. He's ready here on the 1-2. Time called by Toveline. One ball, two strikes. Malacky gives a little nod down to Mack. Inside, and that hits the umpire on the foot. That'll allow Bushberger to score. Jones held at third. They snap a throw back to third base, and Jones is in there safely. Now going to a knee is our home plate umpire, Kenny Jackson. He might have been hit square in the foot by that baseball. 94 out of the hand of Malacky. Running in and down is Matt Smith, the Colonel's lead athletic trainer, going out to chat with home plate umpire Kenny Jackson, who right now is down on all fours, kind of favoring that right knee, right shin perhaps. On the play, that wild pitch planting Bushberger to make it a 6-2 Peoria lead here in Cedar Rapids. The home plate umpire being attended to. Looks like Smith working on that right leg of Kenny Jackson. You are very defenseless when you're the umpire behind home plate. Matt Smith will help Kenny Jackson up. Kenny will get a good round of applause here from the fans. You really are defenseless behind home plate. Don't really have much reaction time on check swing foul balls, on balls that just get past the catcher. Jackson looks like he's all right, and he'll stay in this game. The count does run even here on Toveline. L.J. Jones at third. Bobby Malacky working now here for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Two balls, two strikes. Jones off of third base. Malacky kicks and goes. Bouncing it to the plate. Another wild pitch past Mack. Jones will score as Cedar Rapids now trails 7-2. Three-run fifth inning here for the Peoria Chiefs. Count runs full on Toveline. Still none retired here in the fifth inning. Now the bases are empty, so Malacky will be able to work from the full. Three balls, two strikes. Ball four just off the plate at 94. Just like that, a runner back on base. Malacky has thrown 10 pitches, four of them for strikes. Francisco Hernandez gets a chance, 1-2. Right-hander Malacky kicks and goes. Missing outside on Hernandez. Now a little ground ball right side. Off of Sabato's glove, he's able to recover and flip on to Malacky, who hops around first base and is able to get the out. 3-1 on that ground out, advancing Toveline to second base. As Noah Mendlinger gets an opportunity here. Mendlinger, the left-handed hitting third baseman for Peoria. Step in to face Malacky. Toveline on second. First pitch missing high and outside from Bobby. 7 runs on 10 hits today. For the Peoria Chiefs. 1-0. Ooh, did not miss by much off the outer half. 92. From Bobby trying to catch that outside half with a fastball. Two and oh on Noah Mendlinger. Strike one. Catching the inside corner there was Malacky on a cutter at 87. 15 pitches, 6 strikes for the Colonels righty here in the fifth inning. now missing way inside. 3-1 here to Mendlinger. Toveline at second. Malachi peering on in, working here against Noah Mendlinger. Max setting up outer half, the 3-1 fouled away. Nice play made by a fan on that foul ball. Three balls, two strikes. Malachi stepping off prior to the payoff pitch. Toveline off of seconds. Mendlinger here in the box. The three ball, two strike offering on the way from Bobby Malachi. Half swing, grounded towards the left side. Gray gathers and fires onto first in time for out number two. As Gray collides with the base umpire, Diedrich, on the back end. 5-3 on that ground out. Does advance Toveline to third. Wade Staus with a chance now for Peoria. 1-for-1, a walk and a single today. Malachi has thrown 18 pitches. He's coming out of the bullpen for Cedar Rapids here in the fifth. First offering a check swing on a slider downstairs. 1-0 from Malachi. Max sending out the sign. One ball, no strikes. Malachi kicks and goes. Inside, and that hit Wade Stouts. A long inning just keeps on moving along here for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They've seen now the eighth man stepping into the box of the inning, that being Tommy June. Miguel Rodriguez will head out to the bullpen for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Certainly an ugly one here for Cedar Rapids so far. Ju swings through a cutter. Strike one, down and away at 86. They've allowed 7 runs through 3 games in the series, really 2.5 at this point. Cedar Rapids has allowed 30 runs. Ball one high and outside on Ju. Just for comparison, going into the All-Star break, Cedar Rapids had surrendered just 7 runs total on the road in Beloit over 6 games. 1-1 skied out towards right. Kenny Taylor moving in. He's underneath, and he'll make the catch for out number 3. We move along mercifully to the home half of the fifth. Cedar Rapids sees Peoria plate 3 in the fifth inning. It's now 7-2. The Chiefs on top. We move on to the home half of 5. Mac to lead us off when we come back.
This inning is brought to you by Stroner Financial Group.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car. Kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
Charles Mack will lead things off for Cedar Rapids here in the home half of the fifth as he waves through the first offering there from Zane Mills. No balls and a strike here to the Colonel's catcher. Mack, Taylor, and Solari as Cedar Rapids trails 7-2. Zane Mills missing inside, now one ball and one strike. Cedar Rapids planting two runs in the fourth. Right back at him there, Peoria getting three runs in the fifth. Check swing and a miss by Mack. One ball and two strikes. Slider down and in from Zane Mills. As Mack steps back in. Right-hander Mills kicks and deals on the 1-2. Wave and a miss by Mack. He'll strike out swinging on a slider downstairs there from Zane Mills. One down here in the fifth as Kenny Taylor gets an opportunity. Taylor, the Colonel's right fielder, steps on in to face the right-hander Zane Mills. Mills kicks and goes, down and away, ball one. Miguel Rodriguez up in the pen. Now Taylor chops this to short, scooped up by Hernandez. He'll fire over, and the tag not applied by Whalen. He won't be able to get the foot on the bag either. Kenny Taylor reaching on a throwing error there by the shortstop Hernandez. Kenny Taylor is on here with one down for Cedar Rapids.
Left fielder number 8, Alaric Solari.
Alaric Solari now with a man on first. It's the first error of the ball game on either side. Taylor on first for Cedar Rapids. Let's see if they can't get something going here in the home half of five. Mills from the stretch, his first offering to Solari downstairs for ball one. 1-0 here on Al Solari. Righty kicks and deals, missing high and tight. Two and oh. Right-hander Mills kicks and goes. Just missing outside. 3-0. Here to Solari. Al has already drawn a walk today. Right-hander finds the knees. Strike one with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Three balls and a strike. Al taking ball four down and outside. Two men out there now for Cedar Rapids. That brings Seth Gray to the plate. Seth Gray, the Cedar Rapids third baseman, digging in 0 for 2 with a lineout and a strikeout today. Mills ready from the stretch. First pitch inside, 1-0. There to the Colonel's Seth Gray. Right-hander kicks and goes down and in. Now 2-0 to Sam. Taylor at second, Solari at first. Two men aboard for the Colonel's third baseman, Seth Gray. Mills ready from the stretch. Wave and a miss, now 2-1. Let's go into the fastball there at 91. Taylor off of second, Solari at first. Two balls and a strike. Gray fouls it straight back now, 2-2. John Teague after that foul ball. 7 runs on 10 hits today for Peoria. Two
Two balls and two strikes here from Mills to Seth Gray. Righty, righty, he'll kick and go. Lofted foul. Taylor at second, Solari at first. Now Seth sends a high fly ball out to shallow right. In on it is Todd Lott. He will track underneath and make the catch for out number two. Gray flying out to right. Two down here in the fifth, bringing up Aaron Sabato. Sabato, one for two with a ground out and a single. Righty kicks and goes. Missing just outside there to Bono. One ball, no strikes, two down, home half of five. Taylor at second, Solari at first. Mills at the ready, he'll rock and go. Sabato taking ball, two downstairs. 85 pitches in for Zane Mills, 53 strikes. Trying to complete five innings today and put himself in line for the win. Right-hander Roy Kraft up in the bullpen for Peoria. Miguel Rodriguez ready for the Colonels. Sabato waves through the 2-0 slider. Two balls and a strike. Taylor and Solari out there. Mills at the ready here on the two ball, one strike offering to Aaron Sabato. Sabato lifts a ball deep out to right field. Lott moving back at the wall. Bombs away. Aaron Sabato makes it a two-run game with a three-run shot out to right. Back-to-back games with jacks for Aaron Sabato. A Sabato bomb makes it 7-5 Peoria. For Aaron Sabato, it's his 12th home run of the season. RBI number 41, 42, and 43. 97 off the bat, 381 feet out to right field for Aaron Sabato. And now Junior Severino will get an opportunity. One for one today, a walk and a single. So it's strike one there from Zane Mills. Aaron Sabato with a three-run shot. Strike two on the outside edge to Severino. Mills right back into the strike zone. Mills ready. He'll kick in deal. Now Severino flares a ball out towards left. A diving try by Hernandez, and it's off his glove. Savvy will reach on the two-out single. A tremendous effort there by Francisco Hernandez to try and reel in that lazy little pop shot off the bat of Junior Severino, but it does fall in. Junior with his second hit today. Cedar Rapids has the tying run back at the plate, and that will be it for Zane Mills. Peoria Chiefs manager Patrick Anderson pops out of the dugout, and he'll make the call to the pen. We'll be back in just a bit. Cedar Rapids already with three in the inning on a Sabato bomb. We'll be back in just a bit. The tying run at home plate here for Cedar Rapids.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Use promo code Kernels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Kernels all year long by following the Kernels socials. Catch up with the Kernels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Kernels.
Hey fans, this is first baseman Aaron Sabato, and you're listening to the Kernels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids Kernels have chased Zane Mills from the game here in the fifth inning as the right-hander Chris Roycroft comes on in relief for Peoria. Since signing with the Cardinals as a minor league free agent back at the end of June, right-hander Roycroft has made 5 appearances, 4 2/3. He's allowed 9 runs, 7 of which were earned on 11 hits and 7 walks. He comes on in a big spot, the tying run at home plate here for Cedar Rapids, represented by Pat Winkle. Winkle 0-2 with a strikeout. He's also bounced into a fielder's choice here today. Aaron Sabato with a 3-run homer here in the fifth inning to make it 7-5 Peoria. Colonels cutting their deficit right back to 2. They've matched the 3-run score in the top half of the inning by the Chiefs. First offering from Roycroft, misses high and outside at 91. Roycroft, an imposing right-hander, 6'8", 230 pounds, 25 years old from Dundee, Illinois. 1-0, called strike one on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Roycroft at the ready, ground ball right side. Scooped up there by Bushberger. He goes to second for out number 3. We'll be back in just a bit. Top of 6, Cedar Rapids has made it a 2-run game once again thanks to a Botto bomb. A 3-run homer off the bat of Aaron Sabato. It's 7-5 Peoria right here in Cedar Rapids.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over. Your insurance goes up. You lose your license. You total your car. You kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
Hola fanáticos, soy Miguel y están escuchando Kernel Baseball New World.
Miguel Rodriguez comes in for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the top half of the sixth as he enters in relief of Bobby Malacky. On to face Todd Lott, Brady Whalen, and Jacob Bushberger, the top of the Peoria order. So Rodriguez shoots the outside corner. 4, strike 1. No balls and a strike from Rodriguez here to Lott. Wave and a miss at a good slider. No balls, 2 strikes from Rodriguez here to Lott. Miguel kicks and goes. Sit down. He'll get him on the slider. Lott with an uncomfortable check swing and a miss for out number one. Miguel Rodriguez has been a very important part of the Colonels' bullpen this season. 25 appearances, a 2.39 ERA, 37 and two-thirds innings, 37 strikeouts to 15 walks for Miguel. 2-0 with six holes. First pitch fouled off by Whalen. Balls and a strike.
The Colonels thank you for supporting the Colonels Foundation.
Rodriguez entering here in the sixth. You'd likely want Rodriguez to get the sixth and the seventh. Leave Tyler Palm for the eighth and the ninth, potentially. The 0-1. Lined down the right field line and foul. Count goes to 0-2 here on Brady Whalen. Already 3-for-3 today. No balls and two strikes here on the way for Miguel Rodriguez. Whalen settles back into the batter's box. Miguel from the stretch, rocks and goes. Line towards first, right at Sabato. Makes the catch for out number two. Two men quickly put away by Miguel for the first pair of outs here in the sixth inning. And now Jacob Buschberger gets an opportunity. Buschberger 1-for-2. He has struck out, singled, and walked today. So he'll dig in against the Colonel's right-hander, Miguel Rodriguez. Miguel rocks and fires, grounded to third, gobbled up by Gray on a hot shot. He'll fire to first in time for out number three. We move along, home half of six when we return to Cedar Rapids Colonels, trailing 7-5 at the hands of Peoria. But 6, 7, and 8 due up when we come back.
All the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
Hola fanáticos, soy Wander Javier y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
Wander Javier, Dylan Noisy, and Charles Mack. 6, 7, and 8 for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the home half of the sixth. Cedar Rapids trailing 7-5. To the Peoria Chiefs. Wander with a big swing and a miss at a first pitch fastball there from Chris Roycroft. Roycroft, the right-hander, picked up from the Joliet Slammers of the Frontier League. Strike two on the outside corner to Wander. Roycroft at the ready. No balls and two strikes here to Javier. No kick and go. Outside, now 1-2. Roycroft pitched at Aurora University out in Illinois. 1-2. Whitecroft kicks in Niels, fouled off by Javier. Wander steps back in. Roycroft here from the stretch on the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Javier strikes out 94. Up in the zone there from Roycroft for the first down of the sixth. And now Dylan Noisy. Noisy 0 for 2. A couple of flyouts today. Aurora University out in Illinois in the Northern Athletics Conference. He's a four-year player there. His final season in 2019, Roycroft made 11 starts, 2.95 ERA. Noisy swings through the first offering, no balls and a strike. Roycroft ready here on the 0-1. Noisy pops this up right side out of play, now 0-2. Balls, two strikes, one down here, home half of six. Noisy taking his time to dig back in prior to the 0-2. Roycroft rocks and goes. High and outside, 1-2. Aurora University is not too far away from where Cedar Rapids Colonels video coordinator Jeremy Miranda hails from. One ball and two strikes. Roycroft kicks and goes. Down and outside now 2-2. It was also the first school in which one of my close mentors, Tom Nelson, began his sports information career at prior to moving to St. Cloud State University. He was at Aurora in the typewriter days, though. Two balls and two strikes. Roycroft rocks and deals to Noisy, fouled back, keeping the count even at 2-2. Aurora in Aurora, Illinois. Two balls, two strikes. Roycroft at the ready here on Dylan Noisy. High and tight now, 3-2. Noisy settling into the batter's box. Payoff pitch. He's worked the count full after falling behind 0-2 early. Now Noisy blasts the ball deep out to left field. Jones moving back on the track, and he's got a read to make the catch for out number two. Noisy just missed that one, getting a touch underneath. He flies out for the second out here of the sixth. Brings up Charlie Mack, 0 for 2 with a couple of punch outs today.
Number 39, Charles Mack.
Charlie Mack, the Cedar Rapids catcher, getting an opportunity here against Roycroft. Lined towards the left side, taken on a hop by the shortstop Hernandez. He'll throw to first in time for out number three. Three up, three down for Roycroft. To the seventh we go. It's 7-5. Peoria leads by a couple. 4, 5, and 6 due up when we come back.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's gonna change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's gonna help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV.
With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Top of seven here in Cedar Rapids. It's 7-2. The Peoria Chiefs on top, leading the Colonels by a couple as LJ Jones, Osvaldo Tovalin, and Francisco Hernandez will bat here against Miguel Rodriguez. First offering, clobbered foul. Jones out in front on that fastball. No balls and a strike. Here from Miguel Rodriguez. The Minnesota Twins beat the Detroit Tigers today, 9-1 the final. Out at Comerica Park. Ball one down and away to LJ Jones. Sonny Gray, six innings of one-run ball, seven Ks for the Twins. Jose Miranda went 3-for-4 with a couple of runs batted in. 1-1, fouled away now, 1-2 here on LJ Jones. One ball, two strikes. Rodriguez from the stretch on Jones. Downstairs now, 2-2. Elsewhere in the Twins organization today, Keone Cavaco had a tremendous doubleheader for Fort Myers. One, or the 2-2 rather, bounced just past the mound. Barehanded by Seth, he fires to first, not in time. LJ Jones beats out that infield single on the little slow roller past the mound. So the leadoff man on here for Peoria in the seventh. LJ Jones aboard. For Osvaldo Tovalin, who's been on base all three times today, 2-for-2, a couple of singles and a walk. Keone went 4-for-7 with a couple of home runs in a doubleheader sweep for Fort Myers. 6-3 and 3-2. Check over to first, back in time there is Jones. Tovalin, Peoria DH. Digging back in, the first offering here from Miguel, down and away on the changeup, 1-0. St. Paul fell to Indianapolis 5-3. Tulsa shut out Wichita 3-0. 1-0 here from Miguel. Fouled off of Mack, now a ball and a strike. Great day for baseball here in Cedar Rapids. Really nice crowd for a Sunday afternoon. A very short set of home opportunities for the Colonels here in the month of July. This is their last home game here in the month of July. One ball and one strike. This ball hammered deep out to right field. Kenny Taylor looks up. He can forget about it. It's a two-run home run off the bat of Osvaldo Tovalin. 407 feet out to right field. His third hit of the day. And for Tovalin, he continues his absolute annihilation of Cedar Rapids pitching here in the series. Tovalin has driven in 5 today, 9 total in the three-game series. He's 6-for-10 with 3 homers, 9 RBI, and 5 runs scored. It's now a 9-5 Peoria lead here in the top half of the seventh. That brings Francisco Hernandez to the box. Hernandez 1-for-3, a fielder's choice, a single and a ground out today. He will step in to face Miguel Rodriguez. Wave and a miss, 0-1. 97 on that Miguel fastball. No balls, one strike. Hernandez swings through 95 up and in. 32 runs for the Peoria Chiefs in this three-game series. No balls, two strikes here from Rodriguez. Called strike three. 97 painting the outside corner. Hernandez goes down looking for the first out here of the seventh. Now Noah Mentlinger will get an opportunity. Mentlinger one for three, a single and two ground outs. Miguel Rodriguez peering on in. Ready to work here on Mentlinger. First pitch is a strike in the outside corner. Miguel Roxendales, this ball lifted down the left field line, slicing towards Al, and that lands foul as Soleri ends up leaping onto the tarp. So he'll have to hop off the tarp. For Jesse Rader, he's going to be shaking his head. He probably doesn't want cleats on that tarp, but Al really couldn't do anything else but jump up on top of it. No balls and two strikes. Rodriguez here to Mentlinger. Right-hander at the ready here on the 0-2. Down and away, 1-2. Miguel Rodriguez at the ready. Kicks goes, this ball grounded through the right side, a base hit. Noah Mentlinger on with another base knock here for the Peoria Chiefs as their hit parade continues. It's the 13th hit for Peoria. Noah Mentlinger with his second of the game. Four different players have multi-hit contests. Tovalin and Whalen each with three hits. Jones and Mentlinger with two apiece. Wade Stauss gets a chance. He's one for one today. He's been on base all three times. Walk, a single, and a hit by pitch. Strike one on the outside corner. 97 there from Rodriguez. No balls and a strike. Here from Miguel. Check swing on a pitch off the outer half. Mac asks for an appeal. They do check, but say he did not offer. His account goes to 1-1 here on Wade Stauss. 9 runs on 13 hits, 1 error, and 5 left on for Peoria. 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors, and 3 men left aboard for the Colonels. Miguel snaps a pickoff throw over. Back in time, though, there is Mentlinger. Just one out here in the 7th inning. 2 runs already in on that Osvaldo Tuvalin 2-run home run. Stauss takes strike two. Slider on the inside corner. One ball and two strikes. Wave and a miss. Down goes Stauss. Chasing a slider at 90 miles an hour for the second out here, the seventh. And now Tommy Ju, 0-for-3 with 3 flyouts today. Tommy Ju, in his 3 plate appearances, has flown out to center, left, and right in that order. So dig in against Miguel. First pitch is a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Nine to five Peoria. Miguel Rodriguez at the ready here on the 0-1. Take a breath, kick and go. Wave and a miss. Now 0-2. Tyler Palm headed down to the pen for the Colonels. He'll likely get, I'd guess anyway, the 8th and the 9th here tonight for Cedar Rapids. No balls and 2 strikes. Miguel kicks and goes. Wave and a miss. He strikes out Ju. We move along to the home half of the 7th. Time to stretch here in Cedar Rapids. 9-5, Peoria leads the Colonels. Two more score for the Chiefs on a two-run homer by Osvaldo Tovali.
All right, Colonels fans, it's that time. Get on your
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience in 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Brand new four-run deficit for Cedar Rapids as we move to the home half of the seventh. Kenny Taylor, Alaric Soleri, and Seth Gray. Two up for the Cedar Rapids Colonels to face Chris Roycroft. 9-5, Peoria on top. There's ball one outside from Roycroft. Tyler Palm up in the Colonels bullpen. Roycroft worked a 3-up, 3-down, sixth inning. Taylor fouls away the 1-0. Right-hander Roycroft. 18 pitches, 12 strikes. One and one. Wave and a miss by Taylor. Good slider down and away. Count goes to 1-2. Tyler Palm up in the Colonel's pen. He'll likely take over in the eighth for Cedar Rapids. Imagine Colin Schmidt would be available today for the Chiefs. After Roycroft, the 1-2 fouled away. One ball and two strikes now here to Kenny Taylor. A day here in Cedar Rapids that, much like the first two ball games of this series, a lot of offense to go around. Taylor with a line drive into right center field, down for a base hit. Kenny is aboard for the second time today. He's reached on an error and now a leadoff single here in the home half of seven. Alaric Soleri steps into the batter's box for Cedar Rapids. He's 0-1 with a couple of walks drawn today. Soleri steps in with Taylor off of first. Roycroft kicks and goes. Ball one just high on Alaric Soleri. Cedar Rapids is going to have to find a way to both get some runs and limit the offense for Peoria. In the later innings, Soleri waves through a high fastball. Now one ball and one strike. Peoria has scored every other inning today, the first, the third, the fifth, and the seventh. Each one of those innings have been multi-run innings. So Larry takes a fastball outside half for strike two. Taylor off of first, one ball, two strikes. Roycroft kicks and goes. Soleri lifts us down the right field line. Tracking over on it is Todd Lott, and he'll make the catch for out number one. So Solari flies out to right field. Taylor retreating to first. And Seth Gray now here for Cedar Rapids. 0 for 3, a line out, a strikeout, and a flyout today. Grant getting a chance against the right-hander Roycroft. Roycroft with a breath, he'll rock and go, missing down and in on Seth. One ball and no strikes. And fastball running inside at 94. Kenny Taylor off of first. 1-0 here from Roycroft. Gray lines a base hit into right over the head of Bushberger as Taylor advances to second base. Seth Gray with a one-out single. The Colonels starting to threaten here a little bit in the seventh inning. Two men aboard for Aaron Sabato, who hammered a three-run home run off of Zane Mills back in the fifth. At the time, that three-run homer for Sabato made it a two-run ball game. Cedar Rapids has trimmed their deficit to two runs twice today. Sabato takes ball one down and away. They trailed 4-0 through three. Got two runs back in the fourth. Saw Peoria played three. The Colonels played three of their own in the home half of that fifth inning. One ball, one and no strikes here on Sabato. Up high now, 2-0. Sabato has driven in three today. All three of those RBI coming on his 12th home run of the season. Tying run is in the on-deck circle for Cedar Rapids as they trail by four. 2-0 fastball upstairs. Now 3-0 here to Aaron Sabato. Three and oh. Here from the right-hander, Roycroft. Called strike one. Sabato taking a fastball on the inner half. Right-hander starts to loosen up down in the pen for Peoria. Three balls and one strike. Called strike two. 94 right back in the outside corner. Taylor on second, Gray at first. Both runners move pretty well. Severino in the on-deck circle. A payoff pitch here from Roycroft. Sabato swings through a fastball, and there's out number two. Severino now here for Cedar Rapids. 2 for 2. Two singles and a walk for Sevy. Severino, his 2-for-2 afternoon has bumped his season average up to 260. First offering to Sevy, lifted down the right field line towards the corner, and that ball is foul. Jairo thought it was fair in the first base coaching box. The Colonels bullpen with their arms pointed in fair territory as home plate umpire Kenny Jackson made that call. We can't see that corner on that very, very far reaches of the right field corner. So it's just a long strike one as the count goes to 0-1. Here on Junior Severino. It's Edgar Manzo starting to throw in the pen for Peoria. He was the starting pitcher on Friday, chased in the first inning of that game by Cedar Rapids. Taylor on second, Gray at first. No balls and one strike. Here from Roycroft. Down and inside, nearly hitting Severino. Count goes to 1-1. Taylor at second, Gray at first. Big opportunity here for Junior. Two down in the bottom half of seven. Roycroft with a breath, he'll kick and go. Severino fouls it straight back, now 1-2. Ball, two strikes, two down, bottom of seven. Taylor off of second, Gray at first. Severino taking his time prior to the 1-2. One and two here from Roycroft. Laced foul. Count stays here at one ball and two strikes. Taylor at second for Cedar Rapids. He's the lead runner. You'd imagine with two outs here, a base hit would plate him. One ball, two strikes. Junior takes a fastball high and outside, now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here from the right-hander, Roycroft. Two down, bottom of seven. Right-hander kicks and goes. Seve takes ball three off the plate at 94. Pat Winkle in the on-deck circle. If Severino can extend the inning, don't bring Winkle to the plate again, representing the tying run. Payoff pitch, Roycroft at the ready. He'll kick and deal. Severino lines this into left field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Taylor around third. He will score as Gray advances to third base. Cedar Rapids has runners on the corners with two down, and it's now a 9-6 ball game. Junior Severino with his third hit of the afternoon. Plating Kenny Taylor. Seve, 3-for-3 today with two RBI. 27 runs batted in this season. For Severino, Pat Winkle will bat against a new right-hander when we return. Roycroft's day is finished. Bottom of seven, it's 9-6. Peoria leads Cedar Rapids, but the Colonels have the tying run at the plate once again. Right-hander Edgar Manzo coming on when we return here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year as a reward to you for waiting in line.
A rarity here in the minor league level. A manager talked out of pulling a right-handed reliever as Chris Roycroft manages to keep himself in the ball game. Patrick Anderson came out to take the ball from Roycroft, and Chris Roycroft managed to convince Anderson to leave him in the ball game to get Pat Winkle. First offering is a fastball outside at 94, 1-0. Patrick Anderson has managed a lot of baseball. He earned his 500th managerial victory back in June. Trust your gut, you're usually right. The 1-0. Wave and a miss by Winkle. Now one ball and one strike. Gray at third, Severino at first. One ball and one strike here from Roycroft. He's ready to work on Pat Winkle. Busted bat, pop shot into right, and that'll fall in for a base hit. Seve headed for third. Lott's throw to the bag is in time for the third out of the inning. And Cedar Rapids will run themselves into an out. A run does score. It's now 9-7. And we'll be back in a bit here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids gets two back. A two-run game once again as we'll be back in the eighth inning.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Palm, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Tyler Palm takes over for Cedar Rapids here in the top half of the eighth inning as the Colonels and the Chiefs are once again playing a two-run ball game here in Cedar Rapids. 9-7, Peoria on top as Todd Lott steps in, swinging through the first pitch slider from Tyler Palm, the Colonels' 6'9" right-hander. Tyler Palm was promoted to Wichita on July 15th. He struck out two in a 1-2-3 inning in his Double-A debut against the Arkansas Travelers on July 17th. We're able to miss it, a good slider. Now quickly 0-2 from Tyler Palm here to Todd Lott. No balls, two strikes. Palm working here on Todd Lott. Colonels righty, rocks and goes off the plate, 1-2. One of the cardinal sins of baseball, that you never want to make the first or the third out at third base. Cedar Rapids made the third out at third base there in the seventh. 1-2, bounce to third, picked by Seth. He'll fire across, a laser to get Todd Lott for out number one. 5-3 on that grounder. One down in the eighth inning, and now Brady Whalen will get a chance. Whalen 3-for-4. A couple of singles and a home run here this afternoon for Peoria. 9 runs on 13 hits for the Peoria Chiefs today. 1 error, and they have left on 6. Cedar Rapids, 7 runs on 9 hits. No errors, and they have left on 4. Whalen pops this up, left side of the infield. Winder looking for it, and he's got the catch for out number 2. Palm will now face Bushberger with two down in the eighth. Home half of the eighth inning, it'll be Javier, Noisy, and Mack for Cedar Rapids. 6, 7, and 8. Gorgeous Sunday afternoon here in Cedar Rapids. It's setting up to be a fantastic week. Strike one at the knees. Palm to Bushberger. 93 there from Tyler Palm. A lot of mid-70s temperatures in Appleton this coming week as the Colonels will be on the road to face the Timber Rattlers. Oh, one slider just low. Now 1-1. One ball, one strike. This ball poked into Ryan, and that's in for a base hit. Jacob Bushberger continues his fantastic series here for the Peoria Chiefs. Base hit to right field. He has 7 hits in the series. Bushberger is 7-for-13. Cedar Rapids has really, really struggled with navigating the order for the Peoria Chiefs. Bushberger, Tovalin especially. LJ Jones steps in, 2-for-4 with a double and a single. Tyler Palm ready to work here against LJ Jones. Ball one there from Palm on Jones as he's ready for the 1-0. Palm rocks and goes. Big wave and a miss at the slider. One ball and one strike. Jacob Buschberger, the man on first. Right-hander Palm. Here for Cedar Rapids, trying to pitch a clean eight. Ready on the 1-1. Just outside, Mack will back pick to first, and just getting back in there is Buschberger. Two balls and a strike. From Palm to L.J. Jones. You do not want to face Tovalin here in the inning. That lesson has been learned time and time again. Two balls and a strike. Wave and a miss at a very good changeup from Palm. Two and two. Palm at the ready. Will kick and go. Sit down. He freezes Jones. A slider at the knees for out number three. We move along here to the home half of the eighth. Javier, Noisy, and Mack when we come back. The Chiefs leading 9-7 over Cedar Rapids.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Wander Javier will lead things off here in the bottom half of the eighth inning as Cedar Rapids Colonels trail the Peoria Chiefs 9-7. Edgar Manzo comes in to pitch for the Chiefs. First pitch, check swing, and a foul ball. Up towards the Colonels dugout, no balls and a strike. Here from Manzo to Javier. Manzo started Friday's game, and the Colonels chased him in the first inning. No balls and a strike. There's a good breaking ball over for strike two. 3-2 this season with a 6.55 ERA. 20 appearances, 45 and a third. 35 strikeouts to 19 walks. 61 hits allowed by Manzo. Time called at home plate. No balls, two strikes. Manzo at the ready here on Wander Javier. Down low on a curveball. 1-2 here on Winder. 14 hits today for Peoria. 9 for the Colonels as they trail 9-7. 1-2, big wave and a miss by Javier. He strikes out swinging for the first out here of the eighth. Dylan Noisy gets an opportunity. 0 for 3 with 3 flyouts today. It's 14 hits that the Colonels have given up. Ties their season high. It's the third time this year that they've allowed 14 hits. Dylan Noisy digs in here against Manzo. First pitch down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes, called strike one. At the knees there to Dylan Noisy. Cedar Rapids with seven runs today. Three of them came in the fifth on a three-run Aaron Sabato home run. One ball, one strike. Noisy looking at ball two down and in. The Colonels have not been swept this year. Should they lose today, that would be their first sweep that they've been dealt of 2022. 2-1 skied out toward shallow left. Back on it is Hernandez, the shortstop, giving way to LJ Jones, who makes the catch for out number two. Fly out off the bat of Dylan Noisy. The second out here, the eighth, and that brings up Charles Mack. Mack 0 for 3. Two strikeouts and a ground out for Charles Mack. Manzo ready here from the stretch. Mack tinks a curveball for strike one on the outside corner. Two down, bottom of eight. Manzo ready here on the 0-1. Mack chops it foul. Now 0-2. For Peoria in the ninth, it'll be Tovaline, Hernandez, and Medlinger, 5, 6, and 7 to face Tyler Palm. 0-2 to Mack, high and away on a fastball at 91. Colonels will be idle tomorrow before opening up a six-game series in Appleton on Tuesday. 1-2. Mack swings on through a curveball and we'll be back in just a bit. To the ninth we go, 9-7. Peoria leads Cedar Rapids, a 3-up, 3-down frame for Edgar Manzo. 5-6-7 for Peoria when we come back.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Cedar Rapids trails 9-7 to the Peoria Chiefs. As we move along to the top half of the ninth inning, Osvaldo Tovaline, Francisco Hernandez, and Noah Menlinger to face Tyler Paul. First offering to Tovaline is a ball upstairs. Osvaldo enjoying a tremendous day at the plate. 3 for 3, 2 singles, a home run. He's driven in 5. 9 RBI total in this 3-game series for Tovaline. Strike one on the inside corner, 92 on that palm two-seamer. Peoria has scored in every other inning here today. Two in the first, two in the third, three in the fifth, and two in the seventh. Helene bounces the 1-1 foul. The first base line, the change up there from Palm had Helene out in front. Five, six, and seven for Peoria. In the home half of the ninth for Cedar Rapids this afternoon, it will be Taylor, Solari, and Gray. Looks like Edgar Manzo will get the ninth as well here for Peoria. One and two. Downstairs on a palm slider. Moves the count to even on Osvaldo Tovalin. Right on left matchup is Paul. There's a little nod down to Charlie Mack. He is ready on the 2-2. Bounced up the first base line. Here comes Sabato. He'll scoop and step on to first base for out number one. Green assisted on that ground out to retire Tovalin. Francisco Hernandez now here for Peoria. One for two, a single on the ledger today for Hernandez. Tyler Palm at the ready for Cedar Rapids from the stretch. First offering on the way. Check swing. They appeal down, and yes, he did, says our first base umpire, Nate Diedrich. A lot of finals around the Midwest League today. Beloit beat Wisconsin 1-0 in game one of their doubleheader. South Bend came from behind 13-12 over Quad Cities today. A walk-off winner. Actually, I take that back, not a walk-off. They took the lead in the eighth for South Bend. There's strike two to Hernandez. Slider on the outside corner. West Michigan 10-5 over Great Lakes on the road. Fort Wayne 8, Dayton nothing. The 0-2 bounced over the mound. Severino backhands. He'll throw to first in time for out number two. Hernandez bouncing out for the second out here, the top half of the ninth, and now Noah Mendlinger. Lake County beat Lansing 6-3 on the road. And in Appleton, game two of a doubleheader between the Skycarp and the Timber Rattlers, it is 5-0 Beloit leading. It's in the top half of the fourth. Palm kicks and goes. His first offering to Mendlinger is a strike. 94, letter high from Tyler Paul. No balls and one strike. Mendlinger skies this into shallow left center field. Wander Javier tracking back, and he'll make the catch for out number three. We move along to the home half of the ninth inning. Due up for Cedar Rapids. Taylor, Solari, and Gray. Colonels trail by a pair. See what Cedar Rapids has to do when we come back here in the bottom half of the ninth.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock
hot tubs, and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa. We build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nine top for Cedar Rapids here in the home half of the ninth. Kenny Taylor, Alaric Soleri, and Seth Gray. Face the right-hander Edgar Manzo. The first offering to Kenny is a ball down and in. 1-0. From Edgar Manzo to Kenny Taylor. Right-hander Manzo trying to lock down what could be a six-out save, depending on how you end up with the official scoring decisions here pitching-wise. There's also a left-hander, likely Colin Schmidt, up in the pen for Peoria. Taylor fouls back the 2-0. Now it's two balls and a strike. 9 runs, 14 hits, 1 error, and 7 left for Peoria. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 4 men left on for Cedar Rapids. 2 balls and a strike here to Kenny Taylor, who swings through a good curveball. Now 2-2 from Edgar Manzo. Taylor, Soleri, and Gray, the three men due to bat for Cedar Rapids today here in the bottom of the ninth. 2-2. Taylor fights it off. Slider up in the zone from Manzo that Taylor fouls away. Two balls, two strikes. Manzo at the ready here to Kenny Taylor. Taylor sends a fly ball out towards deep right center. Back on it is Tommy Jew. He's got a read, and he'll make the catch on the warning track for out number one. One down. Alaric Soleri with an opportunity here for Cedar Rapids. 0 for 2. He's drawn a couple of walks. He's also flown out twice. Soleri has the average of 221 this season. Hunter McMahon is throwing for the Colonels in the event that this game goes into extras. Soleri takes ball one downstairs, a slider there from Edgar Manzo. One and oh here on Alaric Soleri. Manzo kicks and goes. Al bounces this ball foul into the Peoria dugout. One ball and one strike. Manzo at the ready on the 1-1. Al looks at ball two down and in. Fastball there at 92 from Manzo. Should the Colonels fail to come back in this one, it would be the first time that they've lost three straight games at home this season. It's ball three inside on Al. They've lost back-to-back games at home five times, including the last two nights. 3-1. Inside, ball four. Alaric Soleri. Reaching on the walk. The third walk issued, or the third walk drawn today. As Alaric Soleri has been on base three times tonight, all via ball four. It. The pitching coach, Edwin Moreno, to chat with Edgar Manzo. Seth Gray is due up to bat for Cedar Rapids. Got the lefty, Colin Schmid, up in the pen. Seth Gray has had his bouts with issues against left-handed pitching this season. But also, Cedar Rapids has not had a lot of success from the right side of the plate for Junior Severino. Pat Winkle has also struggled against lefties, so Perhaps Schmidt would come in for Severino or Winkle.
Third baseman number 18.
Seth Gray will get to face the right-hander Edgar Manzo. Colin Schmidt continues to warm up in the pen. Soleri on first. First pitch is a strike in the outside corner. Oh, and one here from Manzo. Gray bounces his foul, now 0-2. No balls and two strikes here from the Peoria right-hander, trying to get some revenge against Cedar Rapids. Colonels chased him in the first inning on Friday. 0-2. Gray swings through a curveball down, and there is out number two. Manzo strikes out Gray for the second out here in the ninth, and now Aaron Sabato will step in. Sabato 2-for-4, a single, a home run. Ground out and a strikeout. The tying run at the plate here for Cedar Rapids. Last night, Sabato homered in the ninth inning, and it was a two-run shot. Sabato looks at strike one on the inside corner. He's still looking for his first multi-home run game of the season. The 0-1 from Manzo. Sabato fouls it off. Curveball down. Now no balls, two strikes. Cedar Rapids down to their final strike. Similar instance last night to when Sabato blasted a two-run home run. Soleri off of first. The no-ball two-strike offering here from Edgar Manzo. Sabato takes a pitch downstairs. Soleri takes off for second, but no throw by Stouse. As the ball did ricochet right back to him. Stouse alertly, though, recognizing no need to keep throwing the baseball around as Soleri will coast into second with that wild pitch. One ball, two strikes, two down, bottom of nine. The Colonels are trailing 9-7. To Peoria. Edgar Manzo to Aaron Sabato on the 1-2. Just missing outside at 92. Sabato digs back in here for Cedar Rapids. 2-2 on the way from Manzo. Wave and a miss. Sabato chases the curveball, and that will do it. Cedar Rapids falls 9-7 at the hands of the Peoria Chiefs. It's a sweep for Peoria. They sweep the Cedar Rapids Colonels to open up the post-All-Star break play here in 2022. Nine runs on 14 hits, one error, and seven left on for Peoria. Seven runs on nine hits, no errors, and five left on for Cedar Rapids. We'll be back in a bit near the Colonels Baseball Network with your Cedar Rapids Colonels post-game report. Colonels falling to Peoria 9-7. Cedar Rapids swept away just a little bit after. They hold Beloit to seven runs in six games in their last series heading into the All-Star break. Colonels return from the All-Star break and allow 32 runs in three games to the Peoria Chiefs. We'll be back with that Colonels post-game wrap right here on the Colonels Baseball Network in just a bit. 9-7, Peoria takes care of Cedar Rapids.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family.
Colonel's fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Kernels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's time for the Colonels postgame show right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Cedar Rapids Colonels fall here this afternoon and are swept away by the Peoria Chiefs 9-7, your final here in the series finale. 9 runs on, 14 hits, 1 error, and 7 left on for Peoria. Cedar Rapids with 7 runs on 9 hits, no errors, and they left on 5. The winning pitcher today is Chris Roycroft. He improves to 1-1. David Festa taking the loss for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. His first loss as a Colonel. He falls to 8-2 here in 2022. The scoring summary today for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They kept trimming their deficit to 2, but they could not clear it any further. Cedar Rapids down 4-0 early. In the fourth inning, they got on the board. A pair of RBI singles by Junior Severino and Wander Javier made it a 4-2 ball game. Peoria played it 3 in the fifth. Cedar Rapids responding with a 3-run shot off the bat of Aaron Sabato. A few more runs would score for Peoria. Again, stretching their lead further. Cedar Rapids trimming that deficit to 2 with a pair of RBI singles in the seventh by Junior Severino and Pat Winkle. That made it a 9-7 ball game, but Cedar Rapids could not trim that deficit any further, going on to fall 9-7 here at the hands of the Peoria Chiefs. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is the proud sponsor of the CarePro Plating for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away throughout the season. This $5 provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated 488 runs, and that means CarePro Health Services has donated 488 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. The Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 Plating for Plates campaign. The Cedar Rapids Colonels here today falling at the hands of the Peoria Chiefs, and Cedar Rapids has dealt a sweep here at home. They're swept by the Peoria Chiefs, allowing 32 runs between the three games of this series. Cedar Rapids here in this ballgame here tonight, here this afternoon, led in the hit column by Junior Severino, 3-for-3 with a couple of runs batted in. Aaron Sabato had a 2-for-5 night with a 3-run homer. He also scored a pair of runs. Alaric Soleri scored a couple of runs. Kenny Taylor, 1-for-4 with 2 runs scored. The Cedar Rapids Colonels seeing a lot of runs being put up on the board against them by Peoria in this series. 32 runs in all for the Peoria Chiefs. Cedar Rapids looking to find a way to right the ship this coming week, as they'll be idle tomorrow before opening up a 6-game series on the road in Appleton at the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. First pitch on Tuesday night in Wisconsin will be at 6:40 p.m. John Stankwitz getting the ball for Cedar Rapids against the left-hander Russell Smith. We'll have the Colonels leadoff show for you right around 6:25 p.m. on Tuesday night. That's a 6:40 start in Wisconsin. Cedar Rapids here today falling 9-7. They're swept by the Peoria Chiefs. It's the first time that the Colonels have been swept this season. They've swept teams twice, and now they've been swept once themselves. With the win, the Peoria Chiefs improved to 38-52. They are now 10-14 here in the second half. The Colonels falling to 500 in the half, 12-12, 55-35 here on the 2022 campaign. Again, we'll be back at it on Tuesday at 6:40 p.m. Stankwitz taking the ball for Cedar Rapids, trying to snap this 3-game losing skid. Chris Roycroft the winner, David Festa hit with the loss, while Edgar Manzo earns the save for Peoria, as that wraps things up. 9-7 the final. Peoria sweeps away Cedar Rapids. They plate 32 runs against the top pitching staff in the Midwest League. Cedar Rapids with some work to do heading into a big 6-game series at Wisconsin. From Perfect Game Field here at Veterans Memorial Stadium, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you on Tuesday evening.